Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to this episode of Hope. Praying your day, your week, your month, your year is blessed with God's goodness, God's hope, God's will, and you are covered in His blood. The psalm today is Psalm 18. And the song is Don't Stop Praying by Matthew West. I was just thinking the other day, praying for certain things and just not seeing them coming to fruition. Or even praying for the salvation of family members and not seeing the fruits of one's labor. And it was just a reminder when that song came on that just don't stop praying till you see your kingdom come, till you see your miracles. Don't stop praying. God hears you. He knows your heart. The key, though, is our timing is so different than God's timing. And we don't always have the patience. We don't understand because we want it now. We're in an age where if you need something, you just go online, order it, and it's here the next day. Or you look up whatever you need to know. If you need to know something, you just look it up and there it is. You've found it. You figured it out. It's all in time now. It's instant. Instant gratification, instant answers. And that is not how the Lord works. It's in His own timing, in His own way, His own plan, the way things come to fruition. And again, salvation of family members might not be in your lifetime, but in their lifetime, your prayers will be answered in their lifetime, not necessarily yours, or whatever you're hoping for or praying for. It might not be what the Lord knows that you need. And so He's not granting your request for that prayer. But when you look back and you see that that prayer was answered in a different way, then you begin to understand. It's like, oh, I get it. I understand. But just a reminder, God hears our prayers. He hears everything we're asking for, everything we need. He hears our prayers. He has angels, warriors dispatched to fulfill the prayers that are being asked, to protect us, to fight for us, to bring us out of dark places. He dispatches warriors, Himself and His warrior angels, to fight for us, to bring us out, to meet us at our point of need. So I need you to understand our prayers are being answered. Maybe not in the way we expect. Most of the time, it's not in the way we expect. But trust and have faith that God hears. Jesus hears. The Holy Spirit hears. He understands. He knows our hearts. He knows our needs. He knows what we need at any given moment. He is protecting us. He is loving on us. He's keeping us safe. He's providing for all our needs according to His riches and glory. So remember that. Trust that the Lord has you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And you are protected. Keep praying like the song says. Don't stop praying till your kingdom come. Don't, let me just see some of the lyrics here for the song. It says, Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus's name. Keep on pounding on heaven's door and let your knees wear out the floor. Don't stop believing, because mountains move with just a little faith, and your Father's heard every single word you're saying. So don't stop praying. And it continues in that vein. And Psalm 18 kind of is on the same vein. Let me read that here. It says, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried out to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemy. With great bolts of lightning, he routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare. At your rebuke, Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils, he reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes, who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanliness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I am not guilty of turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him and have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands in his sight. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the devious, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord, and who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield, and your right hand sustains me. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet so that my ankles do not give way. I pursued my enemies and overtook them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them so that they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You armed me with strength for battle. You humbled my adversaries before me. You made my enemies turn their backs in flight, and I destroyed my foes. They cried for help, but there was no one to save them. To the Lord, but he did not answer. I beat them as fine as wind-blown dust. I trampled them like mud in the streets. You have delivered me from the attacks of the people. You have made me the head of nations. People I did not know now serve me. Foreigners cower before me as soon as they hear of me. They obey me. They all lose heart. They come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God my Savior. He is the God who avenges me, who subdues nations under me, who saves me from my enemies. You exalted me above my foes. From a violent man you rescued me. Therefore, I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing the praises of your name. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing love to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. Amen. I love this scripture because it is David just proclaiming God's deliverance, God's warrior mentality, God's provision of all that he needed in battle to fight against his enemies. And God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He has us. He will fight our enemies for us. He gives us the strength to do it. He helps us. He meets us where we need him, because we are not alone. We have his army of angels fighting for us. Remember that. Don't stop praying. Don't give up. God has got you. He fights for you. He loves you. He protects you. He loves you unconditionally. So come to him in prayer. Confess sins. Repent. And with a pure heart, ask him for whatever it is that you need. He will grant you what you need. May the Lord continue to bless you. And as Matthew West's song says, don't stop praying. Don't stop praying till you see your miracle, till you see what you need, till you see your provision, till you see your protection, till you get the strength you need to fight whatever battles it is that you're going through. But remember, you are not alone. God is fighting with you, for you, and protecting you and loving you. So to God be the glory, and we thank him for all that he's done, all that he is doing, and all that he is to do, for making a way where there seems to be no way. Till next time, be encouraged, be blessed, please share, keep praying, and to God be the glory.